Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Timken, a company that might not be on everyone's radar, but definitely deserves a closer look if you're into industrial stocks with a solid history. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth, let's dive into what makes Timken tick, where it stands today, and what could shape its future. We'll break this down with a full SWOT: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, while keeping things engaging and packed with insights. So grab a coffee and let's get started. Company overview. First off, for those who might not be familiar, Timken is a powerhouse in the industrial sector, specializing in engineered bearings and industrial motion products. They're a key player in the machinery and equipment space, serving industries like automotive, aerospace, and renewable energy. Based in the U.S., they've got a global footprint with thousands of employees and a market cap that reflects a well-established mid-cap presence. Their focus is on durability and innovation, which positions them as a critical supplier in heavy-duty applications. Now that we've got the basics down, let's talk about what's been happening with Timken lately and how it's performing. Recent news and performance snapshot. Looking at the latest updates, Timken has been navigating a mixed landscape. Their Q2 2025 earnings call revealed some interesting tidbits. Revenue came in at $1.7 billion, which is a slight dip year over year. This isn't a massive red flag, but it signals some headwinds, particularly in certain markets. On the performance front, their short-term metrics show volatility, with the past month and quarter showing some underperformance compared to broader industry trends in the industrial sector. However, if we zoom out to a five-year horizon, Timken has held its ground with steady growth, which is something long-term investors like us appreciate. There's also chatter in the news about their strategic moves in automation and industrial markets, which could be a game-changer down the line. With that in mind, let's unpack the SWOT and see where Timken shines and where it needs to watch out. Strengths: solid market position in a niche sector. Timken's expertise in bearings and industrial motion products gives them a strong foothold in industries that aren't going anywhere anytime soon. From automotive to renewable energy, their products are essential, which means consistent demand over the long haul. Global reach and diversified revenue. Their geographic revenue segments show a balanced spread across regions, reducing reliance on any single market. This diversification is a big plus for stability, especially when one region faces economic slowdowns. Healthy financial metrics. Digging into their numbers, Timken's gross profit margin and net profit margin are competitive within the industrial space. Their return on equity is also solid, indicating they're making good use of shareholder money. For us long-term folks, this screams reliability. Dividend consistency. With a decent dividend yield, Timken is rewarding shareholders while maintaining a sustainable payout. It's not the highest yield out there, but it's a nice bonus for income-focused investors in our audience. Weaknesses. As mentioned in the Q2 2025 earnings call, that slight revenue drop of $1.7 billion compared to last year isn't catastrophic, but it's a sign of softness in demand or pricing pressures. We need to keep an eye on whether this is a blip or the start of a trend. Debt levels. Their debt-to-equity ratio isn't alarming, but it's worth noting that they're carrying a fair amount of leverage. In a rising interest rate environment, this could squeeze margins if not managed carefully. Short-term underperformance. Compared to the broader industrial sector, Timken's performance over the past few weeks and months lags a bit. While we're in it for the long game, these short-term dips can shake confidence if they persist. Dependence on cyclical industries. A chunk of their revenue comes from sectors like automotive and heavy machinery, which are tied to economic cycles. When the economy slows, so does demand for their products, and that's a risk we can't ignore. Opportunities. Automation and industrial growth. The earnings call highlighted a strategic focus on automation and industrial markets, and I'm excited about this. As industries push for efficiency, Timken's products could see a surge in demand. This is a long-term tailwind that could really boost their growth trajectory. Innovation in product lines. Their emphasis on engineered solutions means there's room to capture higher margins through innovation. if they keep investing in R&D and capital expenditures, which their cash flow statements show they're doing, they could outpace competitors. Emerging markets expansion. While their geographic spread is already solid, there's still untapped potential in faster-growing regions. If they double down on these markets, revenue diversification could get even stronger, which is music to a long-term investor's ears. Valuation upside. Looking at their forward PE ratio, it's sitting at a reasonable level compared to industry averages. This suggests the stock isn't overpriced, and there could be room for appreciation if they execute on growth plans. It's not a screaming bargain, but it's not stretched either. Threats, economic slowdown risks. As mentioned in the earnings call, there's uncertainty in the broader economy, and Timken isn't immune. If we see a recession or slowdown in key industries like automotive or construction, their revenue could take a hit. Competitive pressure. The industrial sector is crowded with players, and while Timken has a strong niche, they're not the only game in town. Margin compression from competitors or pricing wars could erode profitability. Cost management challenges. The earnings call pointed to a focus on cost control, which is great, but it also hints at rising input costs or operational inefficiencies. If they can't keep a lid on expenses, net income could suffer, and that's something we need to monitor. Market volatility. While their beta suggests they're not wildly volatile, the industrial sector as a whole can swing with macroeconomic trends. For us long-term investors, this isn't a deal breaker, but it's a reminder to stay diversified. Insights and broader context. Stepping back for a moment, what I find intriguing about Timken is their ability to balance a legacy business with forward-thinking moves. That focus on automation and industrial markets they talked about in the earnings call, that's not just lip service. It aligns with where the world is heading. Industries are automating at a rapid pace, and Timken could be a quiet beneficiary if they play their cards right. On the flip side, I'm a bit cautious about that revenue dip and debt load. It's not panic territory, but as long-term investors, we want to see them stabilize top-line growth and manage leverage smartly. From a valuation standpoint, their forward PE isn't screaming buy now, but it's not overvalued either. So there's room to build a position if you believe in their story. And let's not forget that dividend. It's a nice cherry on top for those of us who like a bit of passive income while we wait for capital gains. Conclusion and outlook. So wrapping this up, where does Timken stand for a long-term investor? I'd say they're a solid contender in the industrial space with a lot of potential, especially if they capitalize on automation trends and emerging markets. Their strengths lie in their niche expertise and global presence, but they've got to address those short-term revenue hiccups and keep debt in check. The opportunities are exciting, no doubt, but economic uncertainty and competitive pressures are real threats we can't ignore. Overall, Timken is worth keeping on your watch list, especially if you're looking for a stable industrial play with growth potential over the next 5 to 10 years. Do your own deep dive into the numbers, of course, but I think there's a compelling case here for patient investors. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay connected with us for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got content in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOTs on our platform to keep you in the loop. Drop your thoughts on Timken in the comments. Do you see them as a long-term hold, or are you waiting for a better entry point? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.